tell us some of the big citrus issues that you know the legislature will be facing this year. I don't think we have some of the battles we had in the past, but there's always something up there.
Obviously, first and foremost is the ask in the appropriations process for the $9 million of support for the industry for citrus research, of course, in the light of greening and canker and, quite frankly, potentially black spot now that it's been found here here in Central Florida. So, that's going to be the big nut to crack this year, I guess I should say.
And that came kind of from the governor's field day, I believe, down in the Indian River almost a year ago or this spring, I guess. That was the culmination of all of these talks between Florida Citrus Mutual and other grower groups with the governor's office, this $9 million ask.
Yes, sir. I'd say that is correct. You know, there's been an evolution in the research portion of our industry, and we learn something every day. We're investing every penny that we can scare up, and the point is, when I say evolution, is that we're learning we need more. Need more research. We have large problems coming. We have, every resource that we have, Arnie, has got to be put into research as much as we can, and while bolstering our marketing programs and these others. So the point is, needs are everywhere. So I think the governor understands that. I know that I have had conversations with the governor and his staff, as have many of folks in this industry and other legislators. So we feel like the message is very clear. They understand where we are, what our needs are, and it's not just kind of pie-in-the-sky needs. It's not a matter of what-if needs. It really is a matter of significant, definable, authentic need today.
Ben, some of that money would go through the CRDF. Some would go through some other places.
My understanding is that is correct. Now, the first thing I want to say is that I am not absolutely certain on how all of this is going to take place, so I certainly do not want anybody misled on where it may or may not happen, because as it moves through the process, there's always a little wiggling that happens. I've learned that in the last 2 years. So it starts at place A, and then it may be A plus 1 minus 3, plus 2 at the end. We end up roughly in the same place, but So the point is that the goal is that regardless of what avenue it goes through, whether it's IFAS or it runs through an FDACS budget or it goes straight to the Research Foundation, the goal is to get the funding. So I'll take whatever mechanism we can get and whatever avenue we can get to get the money. I certainly would say this too. We lost a huge supporter and a lot of political expertise and capital when Senator Alexander term limited. So, Representative Rayburn and I and others in the industry are looking to step up and try to fill that void, and we'll do the best we can.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.